Welcome to What the Word Says. My name is Shingi. Welcome to 2024, and we are at it again, and we are back, and we're going to keep on doing what we know how to do best here. That is look at what the word says. First time me hollering at you in this year, 2024. I hope you enjoyed your holidays. I hope you enjoyed your time with your family, with your friends. And now most of you are now back on the grind. 2024, you're tackling it, hitting the road running. And we're going to do the same here again in this year, 2024. We're going to keep giving you the word of God. We're going to keep sharing with you from the scriptures, from the word of God. And that is what we have been called to do. And we're going to keep you updated with the scriptures. Glory to God. Updated with the scriptures. Hallelujah. So I know 2024, the beginning of the year, we just passed January. We're now into February, and a lot of people have made a lot of plans. A lot of people have been, you know, looking back and to see like what the previous year was like and what this year is could be like. And you're wondering, okay, what season am I in? What season are we in? Even now, especially as the body of Christ, it's an important time. I'm sure you've had some time to reflect on your life, to reflect on your Christianity. I always like to do an audit on the things that I most assuredly believe, that I most surely believe actually regarding the gospel of Christ, especially at the end of the year, the end of each year, the beginning of each year. It's always good to take some time to reflect and to look, you know, look inwardly. Glory to God. Look at your heart, examine your heart, see where you are, and look and go back to the prophecies and the things that God said, you know, concerning your life, concerning the time that we're in, concerning the season that we're in, and see like, how do I position myself in this time, in this season, as an individual, and where is the church right now? How does the church position itself? What are we supposed, what is God expecting us to be doing right now as the body of Christ in this time? What is happening? Glory to God. And I'm sure of you, a lot of you came with all kinds of instructions and words and directions from the Holy Spirit and from the word of God regarding this season, regarding what God is doing in this time and what season we're in and what God expects of you in this time. And I'm going to share a couple of thoughts of you in that line before we get back to regular programming. I know we were on a series, Seven Miracles of Righteousness, groundbreaking teaching. If you haven't taken the time to study at least one, you know, one of those teachings, there's Seven Miracles of Righteousness. I think we covered, if not five of them already, and I think we've got about two or maybe three more left to go, and we'll get into that regular programming soon. But before we do that, I just have a word that I want to share with the body of Christ, a word that I want to share with a Christian, with any Christian, any child of God that has been, you know, paying close attention to the things that we've been sharing and who's concerned and who also wants to know, you know, what season we're in, what is God doing now, and what is expected of us now. I know a lot of ministers, men of God all across the world have blessed us with so many prophetic words, so many prophetic insight, given us direction, positioning us, given us light on how to align ourselves with, you know, prophets have given prophecies of what to expect in this year. So all these amazing and beautiful things that we've received as the body of Christ that give us light and direction regarding what to expect, what we must be doing, and what season we are currently in right now as the body of Christ. And I just wanted to share some thoughts with you, some of the things that the Lord actually shared with me regarding this, you know, so that you know, so that you know what we'll be busy with during this time and what season the Lord shared with us is, what season we're in as the Lord shared with us. Glory to God. So without further ado, I'm going to get into that message. Happy New Year if I didn't wish you, and a Merry Christmas if I also didn't wish you. And we are going to look at what we always do, that is look at what the word says. So now, what season are we in now? Most of you are wondering, a lot of God's children are wondering, a lot of God's children are hearing so many messages, so many prophecies, they don't really know how to position themselves. But you know, as we approach the end of last year, you know, the Holy Spirit kept on impressing in me that we've entered into a particular season, and this, and there's some instructions from the word of God that he gave me that I'd also like to share with you that you can add, all right? And the even can even bring or shed more light or bring confirmation to what the Lord spoke to you, to what the Lord shared with you as to what to expect, where we are at, and how to position ourselves rightly in this season. Glory to God. It's very important to know the times and the seasons that we're in as a Christian. Glory to God. So what season are we in? That's a very, very important and beautiful question, you know. So leading up to the end of last year, and as you look at the end of last year, you know, the Jewish calendar is different from the Gregorian calendar that we use. As we approach the new year of the Jewish calendar, guess what that timing was? That timing was, it was right at the time when we had those attacks in Israel, glory to God, in October 7. That is actually the month, the first month of the Jewish calendar. They were busy with their preparations and celebrations of their new year. They were just about a week into their new year, glory to God, according to the Jewish calendar. And then those attacks happened, and then October 7th, all right, which was actually where there were so many preparations regarding so many religious festivals, Jewish religious festivals. While they were busy in preparation of those, that's when those attacks took place. That was very significant. And I kept it at the back of my mind. And, you know, I was asking the Lord, what is the significance of this? What is the significance of this thing that Israel will be attacked in that way? Does that mean anything to the church? And, you know, over the course of the time, as I was meditating and thinking about it and asking the Holy Spirit, like, okay, what is going on right now? What season have we entered in? And then it's October 7th. Now Israel declared that they were at war. And the Holy Spirit impressed on me that everything that you see happening in the Middle East in regarding Israel is also simultaneously happening to the body of Christ. It's very, very important to understand this, all right? When Israel entered into a season of war, you know, after being attacked, all right? And remember, the body of Christ, Israel, is a sign for us as a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're a child of God, and you are paying attention, and you want to pay attention to the times of the and seasons, Israel is the sign, one of the signs that we've been given to pay attention to and to watch what is happening there, so that we can also have an understanding of what God expects of us during the time and the seasons that the children of Israel are in. And right now, you know, the Holy Spirit impressed on me that as the children of Israel are now in a season of war, and they entered into that season of war right at the brink as they entered into their Jewish New Year. Imagine, hallelujah. And now we as the church, we are, you know, a lot of us, we use the Gregorian calendar, and we have just entered into our New Year. Do you understand? We have entered into the New Year, and you know what? Guess what is happening? We have actually also entered. We also entered as the children of Israel, the nation of Israel entered into its season of war. The body of Christ also entered into a time and a season of war. So the Lord ministered to me that as there have been these attacks upon the nation of Israel, you're going to start seeing more attacks on the body of Christ. More attacks. We're in a season where there's going to be a lot of attacks on the body of Christ. There's going to be, like, as you've seen attacks on the nation of Israel, and war has broken out, attacks that are coming from lawsuits, attacks coming from all fronts, people attacking them, people persecuting them, people calling them names, people, a lot of things coming up against. So now the kingdom of darkness has launched out this attack, all right, on God's people, all right, launched out this attack on the nation of Israel. And also, please do not be deceived. That attack also has been launched on the body of Christ. So we are in a time of attack. So we're going to be seeing a lot of attacks, okay? And, you know, when you look at the things that have been happening in the media, social media, you've actually been seeing these attacks happening, you know? So what does it mean for us, you know, as your children? Then the Holy Spirit started to minister, to impress me that you are in a season, you know, every time there are these attacks and there are these ambushments, know that you have entered into a time of triumph. It's a time of triumph. It's a time of victory. Glory to God. It's a time of victory. So you're going to be seeing throughout this season, you're going to be seeing waves and waves of attacks on God's children, on the body of Christ. on the ministers of God, on Christianity, on the name of Jesus Christ. All these attacks, the onslaughts, you're going to be seeing lawsuits, you're going to be seeing all these attacks happening on the body of Christ. But do not be afraid. Do not fear. Just know that it is our time of triumph. It is our time for the glory of God to be revealed in and through us. It is our time of victory. Glory to God. So as a Christian and as a child of God, what is your response during this time? How do you respond to these things? And I want to share with you a couple of scriptures in that regard. And we're going to start with, let's start with Acts. Glory to God. Acts chapter 4. Okay, we start with Acts chapter 4. So you're going to be, they're going to start, you know, prohibiting preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to start hearing it more and more and more. All right. It's not going to get less. Now we've entered into a season where in various nations across the world, you're going to start hearing that it is now prohibited to preach or to teach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or to gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So these are the attacks. So you must watch out, you know, and listen and pay attention as you begin to see these things, all right? As you begin to see these things, this is how you look out. This is how you recognize those attacks. Glory to God. So one of them is going to be these laws that actually prevent Christians from preaching or ministering the word of God, or ministering in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's look at the word of God quickly. We're going to look at Matthew. Let's start with Matthew chapter 26. No, actually we said Acts, right? So Acts chapter 4. So Jesus, Peter and John meet the man at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. And then a miracle happens. Power, great glory, hallelujah. And then the man runs around testifying, rushing and praising God. And then they were brought before the council. Peter and John are brought before the council in Acts chapter 4. And I'm going to read from verse 14. These are some of the things that we're going to be seeing in this season, glory to God, happening in different nations across the world. Okay, so let's look at what the word says. And then I'll read from verse 12, because I love verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. One of the most beautiful verses you ever read. Hallelujah. It says, neither is there any salvation in any other, and for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know, that's the name of Jesus Christ, and they're going to be prohibiting. Hallelujah. So the devil is going to launch attacks to prohibit the preaching and the teaching in the name of Jesus. Why? Because that's the only name given among men whereby we must be saved. Okay, let's listen here. All right. Verse 13 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Verse 14, and beholding the man which was healed. Okay, miracles that happened. So beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? What shall we do to these men? So these secret meetings in places of authority that are being made against churches, against men of God, against ministries, where the power of God is being displayed. So these attacks are going to come and decisions are being made. Decisions are being concocted right now as to how they can stop these types of ministers of God that are ministering the name of Jesus Christ with power and great glory. Okay? So verse 15, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them, is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. Undeniable proofs of the power of God. Okay, verse 17 says, but that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them. So the attacks are going to come with threats. All right. So the authorities are going to start to give threats. Hallelujah. It says, let us threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. It says, let us threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name, in the name of Jesus. They were now prohibiting them to preach using the name of Jesus. It says, and they called them and commanded them to speak not at all nor teach, to speak not, nor teach. It says, they commanded them to speak not, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to listen unto you, to hearken unto you more than unto God, you judge. All right? Verse 20, for we cannot but speak. Glory to God. Okay, so what is your response? Look at the response of the apostles here. He says, for we cannot but speak. All right, even though they threaten, we cannot but speak. Glory to God. It says, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them. Glory to God. So you're going to be seeing these threats. So they're going to be these threats. And the name of Jesus Christ being prohibited from being taught or from being shared or from people gathering in that name, all right? So that is one of the ways of the attacks that are gonna start increasing in various nations across the world. So you're gonna see those ones again. And then another one is, which you probably are experiencing right now, there's gonna be a lot of attacks on men of God, on shepherds, on pastors, on leaders of the church. They're gonna be attacks, okay? Why? Because we're in a season of attack. We're in a season of war. So you're going to be seeing a lot of these attacks, but don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Don't be moved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be moved. So a lot of shepherds are going to be attacked, but refuse to be offended. When these things start happening, you must refuse to be offended. All right? You must refuse to be offended. Glory to God. Okay. So shepherds are going to be attacked. And your responsibility and your response is to refuse to be offended. You must refuse to be offended. And pray for yourself, all right? And pray for those that are around you, for other ministers, for other Christians, that they do not get offended. Hallelujah. It's very important. It's very important that they do not get offended. So you need to pray for yourself and to pray for the flock, for the rest of the body of Christ, that during this time of war, it's not a time to get offended. It's not a time where you must be getting upset with that brother, getting upset with that sister, getting offended at this and that and the other. And then when the attacks come, this one is attacking on this side and the other one, and you know all these things. Don't get involved. Don't get caught up in all that noise, all right? Don't get caught up in all that noise. Be aware. Be conscious of the season and the time. Be conscious of the season of the time and know that we are in a time of war. And take your position and take your position, take your place, right? In prayer, I will share with you some instructions that the Lord gave that you can actually add and begin to employ during this time in response. Glory to God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26. I'll read from verse 30. Glory, 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 glory. I hope you're getting something. I trust you're getting something. Verse 26, chapter 26. Sorry, I'll read from verse 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then says Jesus unto them, all of you shall be offended. He says, all of you shall be offended because of me this night. He says, all of you shall be offended because of me this night. Let's read it quickly. It says, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd. Like I told you, there's going to be attacks on the shepherds, on the leaders of the church. Okay, so these are attacks. These are attacks that happen from the kingdom of darkness, all right? What? So that to bring a division amongst the church. Why? Because if the church is divided during this time of war, then there will be a lot of casualties and a lot of people can miss and could miss their destiny in Christ. That is what is at stake. People's destinies in Christ are at stake during this season. So it's not a season to be arguing. It's not a season to be fighting. It's not a season to be getting offended. It's not a season to be getting distracted. All right? What is the season now? Let's look at Jesus' response so that you can also now employ that response in accordance with what the word says, how Jesus responded while he was in the season, when he entered in his season of attack. He knew that attacks were coming. He knew that the devil was going to send attacks to him, because now this is just before his betrayal. It's just before his betrayal, and he knew that people wanted, and because here during this time, he had just revealed the one who was going to betray him. Okay, so he was aware that he had entered into a time of attack, a season of war. And then he says, by the end of this night, you will all be offended. So in a time of attack and in a time of war, the devil, one of the weapons that the devil uses to distract or to move you from your mark is offense. Okay? All right. So let's read verse 31. It says, all you shall be offended because of me. What is, do you, guess what that word offended is? Scandalizo. The Greek word they're offended is scandalizo. This is probably where you get the word scandal. All right? Where somebody gets offended because of a scandal. Okay? Scandalous situation happening that causes somebody to now put somebody in a bad light or in an unfavorable light. Okay? So scandalizo is to put a stumbling block or impediment. So there's a scandalizo. So it says, that's the word that Jesus picked here. It says, it's what you're all going to be offended at me. There's going to be a scandal around me. Scandalizo. There's going to be a scandal around Jesus. There's going to be scandalous things happening around Jesus. And that is going to cause you to respond in a particular way. All right? To a particular way that is going to cause you to judge people or to judge circumstances or to judge whatever is happening there, all right, unfavorably. Okay? That is what scandalizo means, all right? It means that there's going to be some things that will happen, all right, that is going to cause people to judge Jesus and the things of Jesus Christ unfavorably. Okay. Right? That is scandalizo, which is translated offended here. It says, all of you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. So in that offense, then people will scatter. People will withdraw themselves. People will move away. People will leave churches. People will leave men of God. People will leave all the because of these scandals. And there'll be division. This one will be accusing that one. This one said that, you know. The moment when you see that happening, know that those people are victims of scandalizo. They've been caught in scandalizo. All right. Okay. Verse 32 says, but after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of you, yet will I never be offended. This is Peter. He speaks out boldly, just like Peter. Then Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that this night before the cock crow, you shall deny me three times. Okay. Peter said unto him, though I should die with you, yet will I not deny you. Likewise also said all the disciples. Glory to God. Then cometh Jesus with them unto the place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. So in the time of attacks, in the time of war, Jesus is preparing them is preparing himself for the attacks that are about to come. Jesus went to pray. So your response during this time is to pray. When you hear something about someone, about a man of God, about a brother, about a sister in Christ, when you hear something scandalizo, all right? Something that wants to stir up scandalizo and offense, all right? And unfavorable judgment towards that person, then what you need, your response should be prayer, all right? Don't join the people that are discussing the issue. Don't join the people that are debating things online. Don't join bloggers. The response here, as we see from the Word of God on how Jesus responded in the time of attack and in the time of war, was he went to the Mount of Olives to pray. Okay, so you pray for the people. You pray for everybody that is involved. You pray for everybody that is being affected. You pray for everybody that is being attacked. You pray for that brother. You pray for that ministry. You pray for that man of God. You don't point fingers. Okay. So it says, then comes Jesus with them unto the place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go yonder to pray. It says, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Pray with me. All right? Who's going to be attacked? Who's under attack? Who's being accused? He says, Jesus here says, he took Peter, James and John, and he said, pray with me. All right. So he took the strongest leaders. He says, pray with me. But you know the story. They were all being overtaken with sleep and slumber, right? Okay, glory to God. So your response during this time is to pray. When you hear something about a minister of God, a ministry, a church, when you hear something about a brother in your church, a sister in your church, all right, a congregation that is close to you, when you hear something scandalizo, something that it wants to stir up scandalizo and offenses that can cause you to be offended, Jesus' response was prayer. Jesus' response was prayer. Glory to God. Okay, hallelujah. So you need to understand that any attack, okay, because I see a lot of people, you know, in the body of Christ, pray for unity. Pray for unity in the body of Christ. Pray for the unity of the body of Christ. Pray for unity, right? Pray for unity. When you see division, pray for unity. Don't join in and say, okay, I'm on this one side and I'm on that. And then, you know, go and pray for the unity of the body of Christ. All right? Pray for the unity of the body of Christ. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Glory to God. All right? So an attack, because remember, an attack on a Christian or an attack on a church or on a brother or a sister or a minister or a ministry is an attack on the entire body of Christ. Okay? When you hear a brother being attacked or some scandalizo around a ministry, scandalizo, offenses around a brother or a sister, scandalizo around around a man of God, all right? That all those attacks is not an attack on the brother, it's an attack on the body, all right? It's an attack on the body of Christ. That attack is on you. If you're a Christian, if you see a man of God or a ministry or a church, or a brother or a sister being attacked, all right, or being dragged on social media, that attack is not on that brother. That attack is not on that man of God. That attack is not on that ministry. That attack is on the body of Christ. That attack is on Christ. Shinki, how do you know? Okay, let's look at what the word says. Let's look at, what happened here. It's the book of Acts, Acts 26. Yeah, Acts 26, quickly. Glory, 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 glory. I'll read from verse 14. And when we were all fallen to the... Okay, eesh. I like context, all right? It says, whereupon as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Saul, Saul, why? What was Saul doing? Jesus said that you are persecuting me. Why? Why would Jesus say that you're persecuting me? Because Saul was going out and killing Christians. All right? He was going out and killing Christians and arresting them. And then Jesus didn't say, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting the church? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting that minister of God? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting that ministry? Saul, why are you persecuting that brother who is a member of the church? He says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Because Jesus understood that he's the head, and us, the members of the church here in the earth, we are the earth part of the enthroned Christ. We are his body. The Bible, the word of God reveals to us that we are his body. So an attack on a member of the body is attack on the entire body. Glory to God. So when you see an attack on a brother, on a sister, on a man of God, on a minister of God, on a woman of God, on a ministry, don't be joining, don't be laughing, don't be there, all right? Psalm chapter 1, I'll go to some scriptures. Don't be caught there. Psalm chapter 1, don't be caught with those people that scorn at members of the body of Christ that are being dragged and attacked. Why? Because the Lord has already revealed that we're in a season of attack. When you look at what is happening, as you see, he says the things that are happening to Israel, that same launch and attack and war that is happening in Israel, that onslaught, the devil also has launched this onslaught of attacks on the body of Christ. So know, understand the times. Know the times that we're in. Understand the seasons. Psalm chapter 1. It says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. It says, nor stands in the way of sinners. It says, nor sits at the seat of the scornful. It says, hey, it says, this one is blessed. This one is blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. And then, let's finish it. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Your delight should be in the law of the Lord. So don't stand in the way of the scornful. That is not your calling. Your calling is to delight in the law of the Lord, to delight in the word of the Lord. If you're a Christian, if you're a member of the body of Christ, your calling is to delight on the word of the Lord. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. It says, and in his law does he meditate day and night. It doesn't say he blogs and he attacks and he defer or whatever. No, he says what? He meditates day and night. It says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and brings forth fruit in his season. It says, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory to God. And then it says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. No sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Okay, so what do the righteous do? They are blessed, all right? They do not stand in the way of sinners. They do not stand in the way of the scornful. It says, but they delight in the word of the Lord, and they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by the rivers of water, and whatsoever they do shall prosper. That is your calling, all right? During this time, that is your response during this time, okay? Do we have some time for some more scriptures? Let's see. All right. I want to show you in the same light, I want to show you a scripture. The scornful, what happens to the scornful? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 29. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 29. Let me see if I can get it here. You know, because, you know, I've heard a lot of people, some people say, yeah, we're in a season of judgment, XYZ, whatever. I'm like, oh, really? Wow. Okay, what are these judgments? What judgments are happening? What? Tell me more, you know. And I'm watching some ministers over here, judgments, you know. And you can hear by the communication that whatever this message of these things being judgments, you know that these people, they haven't studied what the word says, the word of the Lord regarding judgments. So maybe, you know, in this year, I will get into a study on the judgments of God, in accordance with the scriptures. Glory to God. Not in accordance with some dream that somebody had, or some vision, or whatever somebody thought they saw or heard, right? If it does not line up with the scripture, if it does not line up with the written word, it is not from God. We'll look at we'll get some time where we can actually study on the judgments of God so that you can know what the judgments of God are like. All right, what the judgments, and so that when you know what the seasons of God's judgments, you can know what season we're in, and you can know you will not be able to misinterpret what is going on. Okay? So war and attacks are not judgments. Wars and attacks on Christians are not judgments. All right, that is a misjudgment of what is going on. Okay, all right. Anybody that that is communicating that kind of message has misjudged the times and the seasons. All right. So there aren't going to be any of these. Listen, I have been actively in ministry, learning and in training in ministry for over 20 years. Okay. So I've been around church people, church folks, church messages, church ministers. I've been around prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists for listening. I've been in and around them for over 20 years. So I know and I understand. It's not the first time that I'm hearing the message of judgment. It's not the first time that I'm hearing it. But these judgments that they all prophesy every year, there's going to be this judgment, and this one is going to be judged, and this one is going to be... Judgment begins in the house of God. Judgment begins in the house of God. They don't even know what they're talking about. They've never even studied what the context of that scripture is or what that was referring to. And they take that, they see it in the Bible, or they heard it on someone's... I've heard those things. You understand? If you've been around, if week in, week out, you are in and around ministers, men of God in training, hearing messages, reading books, studying books. I studied books. Listen, I can tell you, when I was starting out, these things, internet access, when I started out, there wasn't internet access like we had now. I had to go out to libraries because I was still studying. I was still here in this part of the world. I had come all this part of the world for my tertiary education, you know, and sometimes I couldn't afford some of these Christian books. So I used to go to all these Christian bookstores and I would spend hours there because I couldn't afford the study material, the study Bibles, the study books, all right? And, you know, and I would go there and I would do my study there in the shop. I would read these books in the shop. The ones that I could afford, I would buy them. But then there were some that I couldn't afford. At the time, I was just a student, but I was hungry for them. So, and I read books on prophecies, judgment. I've encountered these kinds of information before. All right. So I'm not just talking because, you know, I've got a platform to speak on. No, it's been years. All right. The work of the ministry has been my day. Every day I work for all these years, over 20 years, actively in ministry, every full time. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm doing one thing or the other, full time, actively doing the work in the Word, reading the books, studying the materials, studying men of God, listening to many men of God, right? And the men of God that, you know, I grew up under, amazing, beautiful. It was not like how it is now. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, look at this. What's going on here? You know, because the men of God that we like, that were popular in the day, the unity, the love, hiya. Oh, how I miss those times, and how I pray that the body of Christ and those who have an avenue to reach a lot of people, who are leading a lot of people, can come together and be in unity. All right. The elders that went ahead of us, that's the example that they gave us. That's the example that they gave us. Unity. 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 Glory to God. Okay, where was I? All right, so it says judgment begins in the house of God. No, we're talking about the scorners. It says that do not sit in the seat of the scornful. All right, now here, then what did Psalm also say? Let's go from Psalm and then we come to here. So Psalm chapter 1, here we go. It says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Okay, it says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. The judgment is for the ungodly. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. No sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Okay, now let's go to Proverbs chapter 19. I'll read from verse 27. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorns judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. Glory to God. Okay. So we'll get some time where we'll probably look at what the word says regarding judgment, the judgments of God. There's several of them. And trust me, what is happening now, these are not judgments from God. I'll tell you for free. I'll tell you that for free. What the church is experiencing now, the church is experiencing attacks. But we are under attacks, and the Lord and the Spirit of God is calling for the body of Christ into to be unified, for unity. Okay? Because Jesus said that a kingdom that is divided against itself shall not stand. So now is the time for us to be in unity, support one another, defend one another. The devil is going to bring more onslaughts, more attacks. Okay? And this is just part one. I just don't want to make it very, very, very long. It's already long already. But I got some more scriptures, more instructions, part two on more instructions regarding this year and the time and the season that we're in and what the Lord expects of us during this time. My name is Shingi. I love you. God bless you. And remember that this is your time.